gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show, 6 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, stephanieMiller.com, the website, sexyliberal.com, the sexy liberal website. I'm wearing my boogity boogity cheese t-shirt.
Yes, you are.
In honor of getting on a jet plane with Aisha Tyler going to Santa Fe, New Mexico this weekend.
And you can see that t-shirt at ustream.tv/StephanieMiller.
Boogity boogity cheese. It's in the house.
Yeah.
All right, go to sexyliberal.com. A few tickets, I think, very few actually, for the just the matinee show at the Lenzing Theater on Saturday, and then Detroit coming up August 20th. All right, let's dispense with the Chris is wrong.
Of course.
Because it's, you know, my email box just exploded yesterday. All right, because I was, it was a bar fight in here yesterday.
Yes.
I had, except for my angry black woman sisters that had my back.
And you
everybody
got out
was an Obama naysayer.
And you got out of here fast. I'm the one who had to sweep up the broken glass. Jeez.
All the broken beer bottles.
Yeah.
All right. Gary in West Hills, Fine American, writes, once again, Chris is wrong. Listen, Gary, welcome to my life. Steph, once again, Chris speaks without knowing where he speaks. When he says the House can amend this bill, but the Senate can't, the bill says that both houses have to eat the committee report whole. Thank you.
Yesterday I used
Tom Hartman as a...
I trust Tom Hartman.
Listen,
so
I am going to move just to a compound with Randy Rhodes and the Howard, and that's it. We're going to have a loving little three-way. Come on, she's all listening to. No, listen, this is. I've got a lot of these emails.
Yeah.
Because Tom, in his defense, he corrected it.
He did correct it.
And I'm just saying, people like Jim and Carlos, they're looking for ammunition against the president. And you can quote Krugman or whatever, but I can quote Randy Rhodes and Salon.com and, oh, looky here, LATimes.com, how the GOP lost on the debt deal. Ha! J'accuse! Okay. Who is this? Daryl. Hope you had a chance to listen to Tom Hartman apologize for the misinformation he spread on Section 402. I wish you could learn first to go check the info yourself. Well, we're talking. We didn't have time to check it. Well, I'm drinking and you're talking.
And it's like a 7-page section.
Yes.
Yeah.
Before sharing it, 402 did nothing of the sort of giving power to the House that it does not already have. Unless you want to continue contributing to the negative that the right repukes are trying to give Obama. P.S. Listen more to Randy Rhodes. I couldn't listen much more. I know everything in every commercial. I listen every day. I gotta tell you what time check came after everything. Could I be more of a Randy Rhodes geek? I don't think so.
Apparently she yelled at people for dragging Tom Hartman into her show. Did you hear that part?
No.
Yeah.
Listen more to Randy Rhodes, that's one smart lady. So is Steph, but the wine gets in the way. Well, yes, I think I've admitted that.
That's, yeah.
That's what I said. She has time to read. I'm drinking. Listen to Randy, that's what I'm telling you. Although despite the Chardonnay, you know, soaked wires, they flap together, and I pretty much come to the same conclusion that she does. And so there. All right.
You two should just make out and get it over with.
I tried. I asked her to marry me in Seattle. She shot me down. All right. Howard, straight, whatever.
Maybe you need to ask her in a state that where gay marriage is legal.
That's it.
Take her to New York. Come on.
All right. Let's get down with some Frisch.
Carl.
Carl Frisch. Exciting. FullFightStrategies.com. So inviting to me. He's Frisch.
Yep.
Good morning, Carl Frisch.
Good morning.
Where do you come down on our whole progressive bar fight on the debt deal?
Well, I don't think I'm happy with it, but at the same time, I don't think the president had much of a choice.
Thank you.
And, you know, ultimately, I think Boehner lost, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I think it's good to criticize the president, because if we don't, I don't know how much more conservative he can get.
Well, I mean, it is interesting, and I got to say, there are points on both sides, you know. But Chris, we should post this. It's who is it? LA Times op-ed: How GOP lost on the debt deal. A lot of it, Carl, I think it does remain to be seen how it plays out, and I think there's fears on both sides, right, of this super Congress or whatever the hell it is. Someone sent me a picture of all of them in tights yesterday.
Well, I was hoping that I can go up to the North Pole or wherever it is that the Super Congress is going to meet with Superman. I would love to announce my candidacy right here, right now, for the Super Congress.
Yes.
And I'll be taking donations at carlfrisch.com.
All right. Thanks for the plug. All right, let's dive into the right-wing world, see what's doing, shall we, kids? Here we go. Oh, God, this guy again, Greg Gutfeld.
Greg Gutfeld,
on
yes.
Fox News, The Five.
The Five.
They're not a super five. They're just a regular five, Carl.
Yeah.
Don't get excited.
Let's talk about this FAA shutdown. Government is going to lose $1 billion in airline ticket taxes because lawmakers left town for a month without resolving this bill, apparently, that was supposed to end a partial shutdown
right.
of the Federal Aviation Administration. 4,000 employees were furlowed. Why is this? I think this is great. Anytime the government is shut down anywhere, it makes me kind of happy.
You see, this is the mentality we're negotiating against, Carl.
Well, anytime Gutfeld is shut down, I'm happy. I think it's gone to his head. I mean, he is used to only being on television at 2 a.m.
Right, right.
And now that they allow him, on during daylight,
people can actually
see.
Like
a vampire who has like a really good sunblock. He's going to go out there and he's going to hang out and he's going to be annoying.
It'd be like a Twilight vampire and just sparkle in the daylight.
He's not used to people actually being able to hear what he's saying. What the hell? What did he say? Yeah. It's funny. This is part of this LA Times mentality. It's, you have to understand that this is the Tea Party mentality. Is they wanted a default. when you're negotiating against that, that's what I mean. They just think, oh, no government is good, right?
Well, it wasn't really even negotiating. I mean, with the Republicans, it was more like a very strong dog that you're trying to get a toy out of its mouth. If you don't get it out, it's going to rip it to pieces. It's hard to negotiate with something like that because, as much as you might believe it, they actually don't understand English.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Shannon Bream.
Yes.
She's a foxette.
Yeah, she is.
Well, it was exactly 24 hours ago that we were bringing you the presidents from the Rose Garden. He had a live speech, and he declared that the debt crisis was behind us, and he would pivot to jobs. That would be job one once again. And critics are today pointing out that this is not the first time we've heard the president make a promise about jobs.
Oh, God.
And the Republicans have done so much to help bringing not one jobs bill.
They not only have they not done a jobs bill, but they continue to push things that have no chance of ever becoming law. And they also have a nasty habit of pushing things that will actually kill jobs.
Yes. No, that's what I was saying. Every bill they put forward is some version. It's some stupid version of this president's stupid, hate him bad. It's sort of that. It's just some version of, this won't get done, but he's Kenyan.
Well, and nothing's
going to... I think you just don't like the job creators.
Oh, I'm tired of that.
Meanwhile, the only thing that's created jobs was the stimulus, and it could have created more if it would have been bigger, if the Republicans would have gotten on board. I mean, to say he hasn't done anything about jobs, it has quantitatively created jobs. It's just that it could have created more.
He's still creating jobs. It's just not as many. I mean, we're not losing jobs right now.
Yeah.
I mean, some people have lost their jobs, but I think we gained like 18,000 jobs last
right.
month. It's not a lot of jobs, but at the beginning of the year, at the beginning of 2011, we were gaining 200,000 jobs a month.
I know.
So, if we actually had money still coming out of the stimulus into the community, we'd probably still be getting those number of jobs.
Carl, I know we say it till we're blue in the face, it gets repetitive, but I feel like there shouldn't be any debate anymore over the George Bush policies. It's math we're talking about. And as you just brought up, we were losing 700,000 jobs a month under George Bush. The debate is over on whether his policies, created jobs. I mean, I'm in the state from yesterday still.
Oh, God.
All right. Greg, Gretchen Carlson and Steve Ducey.
And some people said that they might have an issue with the fact that he didn't issue a proclamation for Easter. So some people are saying, is this an outreach to the Muslim world, and why isn't there an outreach to the Christian world?
Of course, the White House historically does have a White House Easter egg roll, but they didn't issue an official proclamation like they did for Ramadan just now.
Oh, my goodness.
I think he did mention briefly in his weekend address that weekend Easter in passing, but still nothing big.
Wow. There, do you see what's happening? The sneaky Muslim in the White House is having a Ramadan roll, but not an Easter egg roll.
Yeah, I don't even know. This is like the war on Easter now?
Apparently.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous. I mean, next thing you know, it's going to be the war on Good Friday or the war on Ash Wednesday.
Let's pick random religious holidays to have wars on. You wanna?
Yeah. Okay. How about Armistice Day?
I hope the president comes out in a Kwanzaa headdress someday soon.
It's just a part of Fox News's larger. I don't know. They just have this war against Islam. You know, they host Pam Geller all the time. Yeah. They have Gretchen Carlson, who says the president's not Christian enough.
My favorite thing about Pam Geller, and this is, you know, literally true, although not like Joe Biden literally, where he means figuratively, this
yes.
is actually true.
Yes.
She sees the Muslim menace in her SpaghettiOs. That's how crazy she is.
What?
She does.
So, like a year ago, Campbell Soup.
Oh, wait.
Campbell Soup said that they were going to, you know, have food that was appropriate for a Muslim diet, and she about lost her mind.
She lost
over it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Holy cow.
By the way, no, I have a better one. Did you hear about Frank Gaffney? He's one of the right-wing Islamophobic whacks that the Norway killer cited.
He's coming up in right-wing world, by the way.
But he cited him in his manifesto. He says that the manifesto was a Muslim plot.
Yeah, he says that a little bit later on.
That clearly was written by the Muslim Brotherhood.
Yeah.
See, to make people like him look bad.
Yeah.
Good Lord. I mean, at some point, you know, just because Ronald Reagan closed the insane asylums, is it still possible to get people committed? Because that's just... That's just crazy.
Can't you go back? Can't we do like some version of Francis, that movie? Can't we have some of these people?
What?
Carl knows what I mean. All right,
Stephanie, you used another ancient movie reference.
Lots of people are Jessica Lange fans.
Holy
Carl,
cow.
Stay there in the sidecar. And we'll be right back. 17 minutes
Can
after the
hour.
Can you
use a movie reference from this?
I love Jessica Lange.
From this century?
All right. 19 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Join the party. 1-800-STEPH-12.
Stephanie Miller.
Chaka Khan.
Stephanie Miller.
Chaka Khan.
Stephanie Miller.
Chaka Khan.
Stephanie Miller.
Chaka Khan. Let me rock it. Let me rock it.
Stephanie Miller.
Let me rock it. That's all I want to do.
Yeah. Okay. All right. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. We return to Bender in just a few minutes. David Bender, my buddy Ben Powell. Carl Frisch in the sidecar for the remainder of Right Wing World. Robert Spencer, from Jihad Watch.
Yes.
Does he just watch it all the time?
Yes.
24/7, Carl.
Watches the Jihad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But he watches it so much he sees it in things that it doesn't actually...
In SpaghettiOs.
In SpaghettiOs, exactly.
Yeah.
There's some Jihad in my Fruit Loops. He's on that there 700 Club.
Yeah.
The media being hard left is essentially anti-American. And so anything that's American, that's Western, that's Christian, that's Judeo-Christian, they hate. And so they see Islam and it's non-Western and non-Christian and they love it.
Wow. Wow. Go ahead.
I would love just to slap that guy. I mean, like, hey, you want to shake him, pour like a bucket of water on his head and say, like, are you crazy, man?
Like a cartoon. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. By the way, go ahead.
I feel like the cartoon mouse running on Jell-O trying to communicate to these people. There's just no way that you can bring sanity into their brains. I believe that they have like a no sanity policy.
Yeah, you know what I can't wait for is this Rick Perry prayer fest. Have you seen the lineup of crazies he's got for this thing? And plus there's going to be what?
Wait.
There's 8,000 RSVPs so far for a stadium that seats like 72,000 people.
Oh, bless his heart.
Bless his heart.
Well, I mean, you know, he's going to be an exciting presidential candidate. I mean, he's got the charisma of Sarah Palin.
Yeah.
He's got the thoughtless swagger of George W. Bush. And he's got the political instincts of Jefferson Davis. So.
We've got people at this thing that have views on gay rights, Adolf Hitler. It's a whole crazy train of just, you know, that maybe Hitler had a point, kind of, whatever.
Maybe gay Hitler had a point?
Armageddon, that whole, we'll get into all that later, who's on the lineup. All right. Oh, there he is, Frank Gaffney, with the thing I told you about, with the Norwegian terrorist.
This might be a little hard to hear, so listen carefully.
Oh. It's basically entirely made up of a pastiche, a very eclectic pastiche at that, of American writers, and some non-American writers, but of a similar mind. And, you know, it cries out for a thorough investigation as to whether it was, in fact, an authentic piece of his own creation, whether it's a false flag operation, whether it actually was meant to do anything other than contribute to Sharia's efforts to suppress criticism and awareness of its agenda.
Wow.
Yep, he actually said the manifesto may actually be a hoax. It's by the Muslim Brotherhood.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he probably thinks Norway's a hoax. But I met Frank Gaffney when I was a Republican back when I was experimenting in my youth.
Ooh, I'm sorry.
And I feel like at some point he might have had something dropped on his head.
Yeah.
And then, like, eaten and scavengered, you know, in dumpsters for a couple weeks.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then somebody at Fox found him, mm-hmm, cleaned him mm-hmm. up, put him in a suit.
Sure.
And then he walked out and he just started, talking crazy.
Yeah. But, see, that's why we're liberals, Carl, because we have compassion. Because some of the people that we criticize, say we, in fairness, they may have been struck in the head. They may have had a serious head injury. And
but the right listens to him, which is really scary.
Like this guy, Fox and, on Fox and Friends, on the SpongeBob SquarePants evil plot.
Well, we all know that SpongeBob is popular with the kids, and mm-hmm. for the life of me, I still keep trying to figure out
I'm with you. It's a sponge
time,
in the ocean.
My kids watch limited TV, but every time they choose that show, I'm like, why? But anyway, it's hard to even follow sometimes. Anyway, now maybe that'll be a good thing. Because SpongeBob is talking a lot about global warming, and he's only looking at it from one point of view.
Clearly, Nickelodeon is pushing a global warming agenda. It's unproven science.
Oh, dear God. It's one point of view from a pineapple under the sea. It's not, you know.
Well, I mean, that's typically where they get their opinions on science, so they should be, you know, happy that they're being presented with a different alternative.
And I love Gretchen Carlson. SpongeBob is too complicated for her.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I have my kids explain it.
Yeah.
Like, is it real? I've never seen one before.
He's a sponge under the sea. What's there to get? I don't get it.
Not since Tinky Winky is gay has there been such a hilarious cartoon character is foisting some liberal agenda on America from his communist pineapple. Under the sea.
Well, you know, they used to say that SpongeBob was gay too, but this is a more, you know, more of the same, like, you know, be afraid of popular culture. I do think it's interesting that Nickelodeon is striking out to be more aggressive on climate change. I don't know how many millions of gallons of water they've poured on top of people's heads over the last
slime. Yes,
SpongeBob is clearly gay. SquarePants. Give me a break. You know, that's code for he likes.
Yeah.
All right. Carl Frisch, I love you. See you next week.
Have a good one.
All right. 29 minutes after the hour. We return to Bender next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Drunk news report from
Stephanie Miller.
We haven't had one of those since they cancelled Passions. This should be good.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show, 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Oh, it's that time. David Bender, our buddy, our pal.
Return.
You know you want it.
David Bender.
This means a lot, doesn't it, Bender?
David Bender.
David Bender.
Good morning, David Bender.
Hey, guys.
Good morning, house husband.
Good morning. Well, since I've been away, I've taken up with SpongeBob.
Of course you have. I know what's in those square pants.
I do know what's in those square pants, and believe me, it's not an isosceles triangle.
Ladies and gentlemen, all right.
Plung.
Did you hear the bar fight yesterday that substituted as the Stephanie Miller Show?
Oh yeah. I actually stayed at home and just broke a bottle over my head, just so I could participate vicariously. You know, I am going to go to the light. I'm going to go with. Did you get an email from Bob Maddow?
I did not. Let me check my other email. I'm sure I did. I usually do.
Check your email.
Yes.
Father of our beloved Rachel.
Yes.
And Bob said, and he is quite right here, that the deal is done.
Mm-hmm.
We spent a lot of time looking in the rearview mirror, gnashing our teeth about, you know, what should have happened. And if we do that, that's all we'll do.
Yep.
Now the question is, what do we do going forward? What's the politics of this? going forward. And it's all about that super Congress, those 12 men and maybe some women who can say, maybe Michelle Bachmann. But the 12 members of the super Congress are the ones who we need to focus on like a laser. Because Mitch McConnell has already said, I'm appointing nobody, and I don't think my good friend John Boehner is going to appoint anybody who will even consider revenues.
Well, and he admitted, unfortunately, he sort of candidly said, oh, yeah, it was a hostage crisis, and I'll do it again. You know what I mean? It's that's who you're exactly, who you're the president's negotiating with, is people that absolutely will take the American economy, the world economy, hostage.
So again, without refighting, because I'm out of bottles to break at this moment.
David, that's what annoys me is that people, we don't need to give the right ammunition. It's just, it's like literally everyone's like, oh, if we had a DeLorean and we went back in time and he should have done this and said this and he didn't do that right. You know, it just, I was saying, well, we'll link this, see how the GOP lost on the debt deal. I think there are a lot of smart people, frankly, with differing opinions on this, you know.
And you know, Rachel points out that the big loss is to the economy. The big loss is that if you start from the very premise that the thing we needed to do was to reduce spending and to shrink the economy. Remember, one of the things that was supposed to be going in here was an extension of unemployment benefits, and that, you know, other things that would have been stimulative were left out. Everything that was on the table was about the Republican frame, the meme.
Right. Well, let me read.
Right. Was not job.
Let me read this to you from the LA Times. In the bigger picture, the debt deal represents a substantial success for President Obama and the Democrats. The deal is much nearer an affirmation of the president's core commitments than a surrender. Moreover, the deal the president got is much, much less bad from the progressive point of view than a coldly rational observer would have predicted. The reason the president beat the odds is simple. The Republicans blinked. I mean, it is an interesting, an interesting take on it. But, you know, again, when you're their position was basically they wanted default. You know, first of all, saving us from default was job A. And the fact that I think basically his other point is the deal reached by Congress eliminates the leverage that would have been created by another imminent default until after the next election, where it'll be exercised by new and possibly different constitutional players. So, you know, I think you're right about it. Let's go forward and, you know, look at this commission.
By the way, it's linked up on your Facebook page now.
Okay, thanks.
Yep.
And we should all look at the arguments, and there is no question that some of the elements in here, particularly the fact that this is going to go through 2013, that was the Democratic line in the sand. It wasn't much of a line, but it was a line. The problem is we're not. We are, in fact, we're not going to go through it the same way because these triggers are in place. The Super Congress is in place. The question of whether or not it's going to be about defense cuts, well, yeah, the first 2 years are defense cuts. After that, it's not the same mechanism. So, look, what we need to focus on now.
Real quick, David. I mean, I think one of the things obviously most important to progressives, again, mentioned in this piece, is perhaps most important, this week's debt deal does nothing to change the fact that George W. Bush tax cuts will expire at the end of 2012. Obama and congressional Democrats will be able to bargain for increased taxes on the wealthy in a situation in which they have much less to lose. Interesting take.
I so don't want to go to the dark side, but you know when that negotiation is going to happen? It's going to happen during the lame duck session, just as the last one did, the lame duck session after the next election in November of next year. So we're talking December. That's when this is going to happen. It's December 31st of 2012. And the George Bush tax cuts on the wealthy are linked to the middle class tax cuts. So somebody has got to separate them out for the president to be able to do this. Otherwise, he is vetoing benefits to the middle class. He's in effect then raising taxes on the middle class. But our good buddy, our good pal, Lawrence O'Donnell, made this point. Unless one of those two chambers, the House of Representatives, which maybe we will take back, maybe the House of Representatives will flip next year, but the Senate, under probably Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, is never going to decouple those two things. So that's the problem. The president's not going to have a chance to say, I'm simply letting the top 2% expire, because they're going to be connected middle class. That's the problem, Steph, and that's the reality of it. So what can we do? What can we do right now? Bob Meadows got it right. What we have to do is focus like a laser on these 12 members of that super Congress, and people need to, as soon as they're appointed, it's got to feel like Wisconsin, and we should remember that Wisconsin is this Tuesday.
Yeah.
It looks like every single one of those Republicans is in danger of being in danger.
Wow. Yay.
Is likely to be kicked out.
Well, and David,
let's encourage people to remember to get out and work in that election.
That's right.
It's coming Tuesday in Wisconsin.
As we always point out with you, you've been working on political campaigns since Rutherford B. Hayes. And that's one thing you and I, you know, not to call it happy clappy liberals, but we believe in elections. And that's a really good point, what's going to happen in Washington. And I'm sick, for one, of this, you know, media storyline about the Tea Party. As you know, elections are always cyclical. And guess what? We could throw all those bums out in the next cycle. That's why I say don't get mad at President Obama. Get mad at the Republicans that got us here, and let's get out, whether it's in Wisconsin or elsewhere.
That's the challenge. Look, if you don't have to think back to the Tilden Hayes contest of 1876.
I know it's a sore spot for yesterday. You. I know.
It was a soft spot. That was by the way, the Supreme Court decided that one too. How about that?
Wow.
two in my lifetime. But what happens in what happened in 2006? Remember, in 2006, the Democrats won both the House and on the very last, it was actually several days after the election was over, the Senate flipped as well. I remember this well because Rachel Maddow and I were covering this, and it literally was one of those things that nobody could have predicted because you had to win all these Senate seats that people said were not in play. So if we look at this as Wisconsin is the canary in the coal mine.
That's right.
Starting to happen in Wisconsin. This Tuesday, the Democrats are going to get out there, and Wisconsin Democrats, if you're listening, you are voting not only for yourselves and voting to protect collective bargaining,
workers unions,
rights, protect jobs. You're doing it for the rest of the country.
Yep. David, hang on. David, hang on. We have Aldis in Madison, our good friend, to update us on the Wisconsin elections. Hey, Aldis, you're on with David Bender.
Hey, thank you very much. Hey, David. Hey, Steph.
Hey.
Guys, there's something very important to know about the elections. They have changed the rules under registration in Wisconsin. It used to be, and we're all used to this in Wisconsin, that we could go to the polls and register the same day. You can't do that. Tomorrow is the deadline to register. Get out there. Get registered tomorrow if you want to vote. And trust me, you want to vote in this election.
Aldis, there they go again, right? If you can win on the issues, why do you have to make it harder for people to vote, right?
Absolutely. And this is why we have to focus. Bob Maddow is right. We do have to focus on the now, but the now is not the Super Congress until they're appointed. The now is Wisconsin,
yep.
And we got to make sure we get out there. We got to get registered. It's got to be today or tomorrow. Do not make the mistake of being registered.
Aldis,
it's not going to work.
Wisconsin is going to be the shot heard around the world. As you know, that's why we started Sexy Liberal there, and we gave money from the Sexy Liberal to the recall stuff. Because I'm telling you, Aldis, it's like, believe me, the media just follows a storyline, and you know what? We can take this back. And there, you know, like I was saying, what's happening in Wisconsin, David, we always talk about the surprise success of the Sexy Liberal Show. I'm telling you, there is overreach and there is a backlash that's happening, and we're behind it. I mean, not me. You, Aldis. I'm talking about you in Wisconsin.
One last thought, by the way. If SpongeBob SquarePants is gay, wouldn't he have better fashion sense?
I think so.
Yes.
I don't think square is a good shape on anybody. All right, Aldis. Thank you.
I am
and those shoes.
Yeah, those shoes. They need help.
Those shoes are not comfortable. Trust me. I've tried them on. Here's the thing. He is absolutely right. People need to get out and register because they have tried to make it harder. So by tomorrow, Wisconsin voters, get out there. We saw this is spreading, Steph. This is going across the country. Ohio is going to repeal what John Kasich did. You know, they got
yep.
a million plus signatures. This is a grassroots movement, and if you're a Republican member of the House, you've got to be looking. Here's one good thing that clearly came out of these budget negotiations. The president used, I won't say it was the bully pulpit. It was sort of the nudge a little bit pulpit. he very mildly twice said, you know, if you think that the Congress should respond, call your member of Congress, write your member of Congress, tweet your member of Congress. First time I've ever heard a president say tweet. And in fact, everybody did. They blew up the servers
That's right.
in the House of Representatives. They did everything that the president mildly asked them to do. What happens if we get a real rallying call next year? I think if you're a member, a Republican member of the House of Representatives, you've got to be going back to your district saying, this is the time, and this is what Bob Maddow was talking about. These people have to have the pressure on them from this point forward.
That's right.
Where are the jobs, Mr. Boehner?
Yep, that's right. David Bender, can you hang with me? Because you know how clingy
I am. I'm hanging with you.
I'm just so, when you're in my
you
house, I'm like a big koala on your head. So you just stay there, mister. He's like, please, I can't lift my wine.
Right
Get
now.
Off me. All right. David Bender remains. We will be
in the sidecar.
All right, in the sidecar. 46 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
That is so cool. What is it?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
The Stephanie Miller Show. Freedom. In the immortal words of Mel Gibson. No, not those words. No, not the racist homophobic. No.
They may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
I never saw that movie either.
Not the thing he said to the cop.
Never saw that movie.
David, I don't understand, Crystal Boyd, do you? Why, what's the point of a carbon-based life form existing that has not seen
it?
The Godfather?
I don't see movies with swords.
He's an odd little man.
Swords or elves? I have.
He doesn't like them.
Yeah,
he's scared.
They don't scare me. I just they really don't interest me. Mm. They repel me.
Okay.
Where do you see a movie with elves carrying swords?
The Lord of the Rings.
There you go.
Yeah. Can't do it.
We're
Sorry.
Just a little island of misfit toys here. All right. Let's take some calls. 1-800-STEPH-12. David's been talking about Wisconsin a lot. Matt in Madison, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Matt.
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment in relation to the other gentleman who called from Madison.
Yeah.
In relation to the not being able to register on the same day anymore, we also need to have an updated photo ID with our current address. So if you have time, you got to get to the DMV this week or late today or tomorrow because you need an update. You need a updated driver's license or a voter ID. So.
Oi. Okay. Thanks, Matt. Yeah, incredible lengths they're going to, right, David, to try to make sure, you know, because as Bill Clinton always says, when people vote, Democrats tend to win.
Well, what happened here is exactly the model. They crammed everything through this kangaroo legislature that they've got in Madison. You know, this is the hardest working group of Republicans you will ever see. They made sure that it wasn't same day registration. Wisconsin, which is the birthplace of the progressive movement,
right,
is now making it harder for people to vote, is putting all these requirements on, not only on collective bargaining, on every aspect of the social contract, because they know that they had to do it in this tiny little window. Here's the good news is that right now Democrats are tied or ahead in all six of the Republican state Senate seats that are up on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
The two Democrats that are up are looking good to hold on to their seats. One already has. So however this plays out, you have to say that the Scott Walker experiment, and this is the amazing thing. Scott
yes, hopefully
Walker,
by this time next year, people will go, who was governor a year ago? I don't recall.
Who was that guy? What was his name? I don't recall.
Who was that guy with no facial expression? He does. He just looks like he's been hit with a plank right before he goes on television. He just looks a little...
startled to be
Yeah, right. If there were even like birds... going around.
Of course he was hit by a plane because there's no FAA.
No, plank. A plank. All right, let's go to Paul in South Carolina. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Paul.
Hey, good morning, Stephanie. I'm a long-time listener. My first time being able to get through to you. I appreciate taking
good.
The call.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
I just wanted to let our other liberals know that it's not important to focus on what we might have given up, but to focus on what we didn't give up and how the president tricked them by giving them, offering them what they wanted and forcing them to say no because he knew they would.
Right. Right.
You know, and they're so upset about it. This is the funny part. They're so upset about it that they got played by this black president from Kenya with no birth certificate.
Yeah.
That, you know, now it's starting to come out of their mouths. You know, you have the Republican from Colorado with the tar baby comment,
mm-hmm.
and then you have Pat Buchanan with the four. You know, it's obvious who they are, what they stand for, and what they want.
Yep.
And now the pressure's on them. We have to keep our feet on their neck, choke the life out of them, and get them out of office.
All right. That's hard to do with your feet, but all right. That was a fairly violent reference, David.
Yes.
You'd have to have, you know, you'd have to be like those Asian women that walk on you for a living. Like, you'd have to have really dexterous feet, is what I'm saying, to be able to strangle someone with your feet.
Asian women that walk on you?
You know, the massage ladies.
They're lovely. And they carry swords, too, Chris. It's really
Great.
Remarkable.
Then I'll run away.
Chris has that patented, like, that bewildered look.
I've never heard of Asian women walking on you to massage you.
What do you call that, David? You know what I'm saying?
I do. I call it painful.
Okay. Anyway, go ahead, David.
It's actually really quite wonderful, and it's the best form of massage where you actually become one with the other person. Here is what we can do. We can keep our foot on.
David has had a happy ending with an Asian woman, I think. They can do that with their feet, too? Wow.
It's the miracle of toes.
All right.
We have opposable toes.
Mm. Your point was what now? All right.
We can keep our foot on Adam's apple.
Got it. Max.
Metaphorically speaking.
Got it. Max in L.A., you're on the Stephanie Miller Show with David Bender. Hi, Max.
Hi, Stephanie. Good morning.
Hi.
You know, I support the president. I battle conservatives all the time on why he's been a great president so far. But what I worry about with this debt ceiling thing is that when those Bush tax cuts, and they are the centerpiece of this agreement, to me, when they expire in 2012, John Boehner is going to roll those out again, and they'll get pushed through the House. I worry that the Senate, because it's an election year, is going to get all scared and frightened.
Well, a lot of this is backloaded, Max, and what David and I are saying is, let's get out and vote, and let's change the makeup of the Congress. A lot of this is you know, down the road.
Right.
You know?
Sure, and I agree with that, but what I worry about is that when it's right there in front of them, they are going to approve it again and put our president in the role of being the big spending tax raiser, the big stereotype, and that he may get in on this and compromise. And I really worry about that.
Well, I mean, again, that's David, this is what starts to worry me. It's not like, oh, he should have done all of this differently, but in the future, he's probably going to do this. You know what I mean?
If you worry about things that happened already,
right,
then guess what? You won't get anything done right now. And right now, Chris, is there a link up at the Sexy Liberal and or Stephanie Miller's Facebook page for the Wisconsin effort? Can we send people to StephanieMiller.com to get out? It's Tuesday in Wisconsin. They've got to register by tomorrow. But this is where, and people, even if you're not in Wisconsin, Ed Schultz is going there. He's bringing people in from all over the country. Get to Wisconsin.
Yep.
This is where we can fight it on the ground and make a difference. The whole world is watching.
All right, hang on. Before we break, Don in Madison on something with Wisconsin as well. Hey, Don.
I voted in our last primary here, which is only last month, and they can ask you for your ID, but they can't demand you see it. And I don't know if that changed with this new primary or this new for the senators getting kicked out, but you might want to double-check that information, because I don't think that's correct what that last Madison caller said, is you have to have a new ID with your new address on it. Mm. They can ask you, but they don't have to prove it that you have it.
All right, Guy in Madison real quick. Same thing? Hey, Guy.
Yeah, same thing. You don't have to have the ID until the spring 2012 election.
Okay.
Okay.
So
all right. We will double check that and put it up on StephanieMiller.com. Thank you for that, David Benda.
Love you.
I love you too, baby.
Enjoy Santa Fe.
I will. All right. Well, Stephanie Miller's show coming right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour. StephanieMiller.com, the website. We have Wisconsin information up there, by the by, on the recall elections.
Wisconsin is a state north of Illinois.
Thank you, Jim.
It produces a lot of sausage, cheese, and beer.
Thank you, information man.
Oh, not that information.
No, not that. No.
Okay. Voter information.
All right. I don't know what that was all about. All right. Hey, speaking of cheese, I'm wearing my Boogity Boogity Cheese T-shirt.
Yep.
And we were gonna have a limited number of these with us in Santa Fe.
Yep.
Aisha Tyler Boogity Boogity Cheese T-shirts.
Yay.
For the Sexy Liberal Show, Saturday at the Lenzic Theater. Yep. We have a few tickets left, I believe, for the matinee, 3 o'clock. I think 7 o'clock has been sold out for a long time. Forget it.
I hope she doesn't sell out of those shirts, you know, during She's going to, I think.
She may have to make some for lactose intolerant people. Boogity Boogity Soy Cheese or something.
Maybe.
Like that. Yeah.
Boogity boogity tofu, something.
No, that's not the same ramp.
No. All right. Anyway, go to sexyliberal.com, sexyliberal on Facebook, sexyliberal on Twitter for all the info on upcoming shows. Oh, Denny is a poll worker in Wisconsin. Hi, Denny.
Good morning.
Hello.
After being a poll worker in Sauk County, Wisconsin for years, yesterday I went for my brand new training on how to deal with the voter ID bill.
Right.
And I have the papers in front of me from the State of Wisconsin Government Accountability, and their website is GAB, the initials of Government Accountability Board, .wi.gov.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you come in to vote, you will be asked to show a photo ID, but you do not have to show one at this time. You
right.
do not have to show one until the 2012 election.
Okay,
you will You will have to sign the poll listing, though.
Okay, right. It's a soft implementation of what will be in effect for the 2012.
Yeah, they will hand you something that tells you that you need to have a photo ID for next year's elections.
Yes. All right. I think it's worth it's always worth pointing out when you and Jim are wrong. I'm just saying. Or looking for information that makes the president look bad. Lois writes, staff, on the Stephanie Miller Show yesterday contained a reference to a segment of Tom Hartman's show in which he ranted about Section 402 of the debt ceiling legislation. Yesterday, Tom opened his show with a correction of his interpretation. Randy Rhodes had correctly and clearly explained the section yesterday. Although Tom Hartman is a bright and shining star, indeed, he was wrong on this case, and his rant gave undue credibility to those who latch on to negative aspects of everything our president does. Thank you, Lois. Yes.
So Tom Hartman was wrong about something, therefore everything is fine.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing
to worry
about.
My point is, listen to Randy Rhodes.
Everything's going to work out just fine.
Mm-hmm. You know what?
How could it be otherwise in the best of all possible worlds?
I trust Tom Hartman. I still do.
Well, of course I do, too. I love Tom. My point is that when you're looking for negative information, you know, or a way to make the president look bad.
No, it wasn't to make the president look bad. It was something, you know, that had caught my attention
right.
and I thought deserved a little bit of attention.
Well,
however, it turned out to be wrong.
It turned out to be completely incorrect. All right.
But the point is, we're trying to make Stephanie look bad.
Mm-hmm.
That's the real reason.
The point is, there is a link up on StephanieMiller.com. Can I change that to StephanieMiller'sAlwaysRight.com?
But you're not always
right. Can someone look into that?
But you're not always right.
LATimes.com. How the GOP lost on the debt deal. Just saying. Lots of smart people have different opinions. Thanks. The deal reached by Congress eliminates the leverage that would have been created by another imminent default until after the next election, where it will be exercised by new and possibly differently constituted players. This is by Daniel Markovitz in the LA Times. The chorus of liberal lament began even before the details of the deal to raise the debt ceiling were known. He quotes Paul Krugman in here, as some people or want to do. In the bigger picture, however, the debt deal represents a substantial success for President Obama and the Democrats. The deal is much nearer an affirmation of the president's core commitments than a surrender. Moreover, the deal that the president got is much, much less bad from the progressive point of view than a coldly rational observer would have predicted. The reason the president beat the odds is simple. The Republicans blinked. Begin by reviewing some basic facts. The need to raise the debt ceiling made the default position, well, default. To avoid a default required a deal, and under our system of checks and balances, a deal required the president and both houses of Congress to say yes to block a rise in the debt ceiling and trigger default. One party need only control the House, or given the filibuster rule, just a substantial minority in the Senate, and the Republicans, until now a party of no, have both. Congressional Republicans have long argued default wouldn't be that big a deal. He cites a lot of different people. Hmm. House Republicans' moral position also is made clear with cut, cap, and crap, whatever.
Yeah, that.
It proves a draconian rollback of the core entitlement, Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. The Tea Party, on the issue of default, the Tea Party and its fellow travelers had very little to lose. That's what we were saying, you know, yesterday. The most the Republicans should have agreed to is a short-term stopgap rise in the debt ceiling, insisting on some cuts in social spending now, while retaining all of their leverage for demanding deep structural cuts in the subsequent negotiation of the fall. Today's Republicans have not gotten much for giving up their leverage, certainly nothing close to what they asked for in cap, crap, cap. thing. Crap, that thing.
Cap,
yeah,
crap,
cut cap and crap.
Crap, cap, cap, cap,
crap,
cap, cap, cap.
The current deal cuts social programs rather than raising revenue, to be sure. But while the cuts are significant and will hurt, they leave the basic core of the American social safety net intact, which is what the president said. And the bipartisan committee charged with negotiating a grander bargain in the fall is free to revisit the possibility of new taxes. In addition, it will take up the orthodox anti-tax position represented by the balanced budget amendment in a manner guaranteed to be purely symbolic. Perhaps the most important, this week's deal does nothing to change the fact the Bush tax cuts will expire at the end of 2012. Obama and congressional Democrats will be able to bargain for increased taxes on the wealthy in a situation in which they have much less to lose. The radicals in the Republican Party dragged the country to the edge of a cliff, but they failed to push us off. Progressives have reason to lament the incremental cuts in the deal. But that which does not kill a social contract makes it stronger, and neither progressives nor the country should lose sight of the fact that the core institutions of our Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid have all been reaffirmed. Daniel Markovitz, a professor of law at Yale Law School, which I've heard of before. Just saying. Also a smart person. Okay. Oh, speaking of smart people, this is a definitely do not try this at home.
Okay.
This is the idea. I think Tom Hartman probably did this kind of stuff at home.
All right.
A man caught trying to split atoms at home.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's probably what, you know, he's probably got, you know, Stephen Hawking on the cell phone just for the hell of it. Because he can. Because he's smart
enough.
What the
heck are you doing?
No, Tom.
You're out of your freaking mind.
This is the Swedish man, yonder.
Oh, boy.
The Swedish man was arrested after trying to split atoms in his kitchen. See, that's there's something to be said for not being smart enough and being too drunk to try stuff like this. He said he was only doing it as a hobby. He said he tried for months to set up a nuclear reactor at home and kept a blog about his experiments, describing how he created a small meltdown on his stove. Just
great.
A little one. Little one. Little nuclear.
I was cooking some Swedish meatballs, and I...
And I had a little Fukushima.
Reduced them to their constituent elements, and then there was a mini Fukushima on my stove.
And lingonberries went everywhere.
Yeah, there, hey, there, holy cow!
It's like the IKEA cafeteria exploded in his kitchen.
Maybe that's why Stephen Hawking sounds like he is Swedish.
The Lutefixen left in Lefsa. Woofed. Took me months to get it off the ceiling. Only later did he realize it might not be legal and sent a question to Sweden's radiation
hey, there,
authority.
Hey, there, is this legal, what so, I'm trying to do in my kitchen?
This totally sounds like the Swedish chef.
Yeah.
This Murray, is what Murray, he would Murray, do. Murray. Yeah.
They make Swedish fish.
Yeah.
So this is, yeah.
Sure, yeah.
He sent a question to the Sweden's radiation authority, which answered by sending the police. I've always been interested in physics and chemistry, said adding he just wanted to see if it's possible to split atoms at home.
I've always been interested in starting a nuclear holocaust in my kitchen.
Just theoretically. Although he says police didn't detect dangerous levels of radiation in his apartment, he now acknowledges the project was not such a good idea.
No.
On further reflection,
I shouldn't have had so much aqua vit before I started cooking.
Yeah. So David Bender was saying about talking, you know, Bob Maddow, Rachel's daddy, was saying about moving forward now. And see, this is the kind of stuff. It's the getting in the DeLorean, and we should have, could have done it this way. And if we'd said that, this would have. This is the kind of thing that drives me crazy. This one's from Think Progress you sent me, Chris.
Yes.
Blah, blah, blah. Even the Tea Party members came around in the end. They by 32 members to 28, members of the Tea Party caucus voted for the bill, despite earlier claims, which now look like a bluff, that they wouldn't vote to raise the debt ceiling under any circumstances. These results seem to suggest that Mr. Obama left something on the table. Oh, for the love of God! Mr. Obama could have shifted the deal tangibly toward the left and still have gotten a bill through without too much of a problem. Because if my aunt had a, she'd be my uncle. And so if we could, what? The president was not willing to, you know, last time to gamble with people not getting unemployment. He was not willing to gamble with the entire financial health of the world. Anyway. That drives me crazy.
I know.
Crazy. Cuckoo, banana pie.
But there is a certain element of your audience that does believe that.
Well, that's why I read it for them.
Okay.
Wasn't that smart?
Well, they won't be listening anymore.
Yes, they will. They got to love me.
Well, as long as we talk about Asian women having happy endings with their feet.
Hello.
Yeah,
okay.
I
can't get that image out of my head now. Thanks for that.
Well, they do.
Have you ever had Asian women walk on your back?
Girls. No, I don't like that. I'm too sensitive. But, yeah, the Harajuku girls, they do this little...
Yeah, I think geishas do that. Harajuku girls
sing with Gwen Stefani.
Harajuku girls dress like Catholic schoolgirls.
Right.
Sure.
So you could have been one.
They're
when
Hollaback
you were
girls. That's all I know. Yeah.
Well, you get Japanese hair straightening, so
you know
you're
what?
Almost,
this
almost there.
This is bananas. I don't want to talk about it anymore. Bill and Madison, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
I'm busting the gut. I can hardly talk after all that. But Denny was right, and the voter ID and the restriction on registration goes into effect after the first of the year. I think these guys calling up earlier maybe are plants trying to discourage people.
Yeah.
You can still register at the polls. People got to know that it's not a problem. It's after the first of the year, this whole thing,
right.
This whole spiel.
Okay.
So, and I've got a phone number here if people need to call. I don't know if you want
to. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, 608-266-4601.
All right. Thank you, honey. And we will put up all the correct information on StephanieMiller.com on the elections in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. 18 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
That's the craziest thing I've heard.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Come on, baby,
it's
get
too
up.
Early to get popping.
Come on, baby, get up. 23 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH. I'm not even close to snap or crackle or pop. Nothing. Got nothing.
You're
got
close.
Nothing.
You're close to snapping.
I am almost close to snapping.
Always
woo, it's close. 1-800-STEPH-1-2. Sienna, our favorite crayon in New York. Hang on. She's not ready yet.
No.
Okay, she'll be ready in a second. And in Madison, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Hi. I just want to let people know that no matter where they live in the country, they can go to www.wisdems.org, and you can get connected with an online tool to do calling for helping to get out the vote in Wisconsin on Tuesday.
Okay, awesome. Thank you. All right. Speaking of tools, John, just kidding, Senator John McCain on the debt deal.
If I'd have had my way, we'd have had much more significant spending cuts, obviously, but that was the best that we could do. Again, we only control one-third of the government, and some of our followers who say we should have done more, we will do more as soon as we regain the majority in the Senate and the presidency.
See, that's what I'm saying. Elections. Rampy, you smell like steamed peas and disappointment, old man.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Eric Cantor. See, Eric Cantor's bitch face. That's having a bad effect on me, that website.
Oh, it is? EricCantor'sBitchFace.tumblr.com?
Mm-hmm. Nancy Pelosi.
It's important to you that you have clean air for your children, clean water to drink, food safety, an education system that helps them reach their aspirations, policies that enable them to have higher education, security within your family that your parents have Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, so you don't have to care for them as you care for your children, then understand that all of that is at stake here.
Clean air and food safety is overrated. It's
all right, should I go to Burnt Umber? No, I'll go to Sienna. Sienna in New York. Hello,
oh, God,
Sienna.
Burnt Umber. I am...
Tell Cornflower we said hello.
I was going to wish you a nice time in Santa Fe. Now
yes.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I was just there for a month.
Oh,
and
were
I
you?
Had to come back to New York, yes, but I know you're going to have a wonderful time.
I love
time.
Santa Fe. It's gorgeous.
Are you going to go up to 10,000 waves?
I don't know. I don't think we have time.
What is that?
I don't
know. It's a Japanese spa that is hot tubs and...
Will there be little Asian women to walk on my back?
No, they don't do that. They're not really Asian women there because it's New Mexico.
New Mexico.
But it's a really wonderful place to clear out your head and sit in the hot tub and...
It's going to take too
whatever.
Long to clear out my head. You have no idea what's in there.
I'm sorry I brought that up.
All right.
Okay, well, anyway, I wish you a wonderful time.
Thank you,
man. Lensic Theater is wonderful.
I know.
If you don't have tickets, get your tickets.
SexyLiberal.com, Lensic Theater. Check it out. All right, thank you.
Sweet.
Yep, sweet. Okay, what was I going to say? Oh, I just love stories about people that are even weirder than we are, because we are a little island of misfit toys here.
Definitely.
Stephanie Miller Show. Man told us to stop wearing a black bunny suit in public. Idaho Falls, Idaho police in Idaho Falls have told a man, a 34-year-old man, to stop wearing his bunny suit in public because it was annoying his neighbors and frightening their children.
Oh, it's a bunny suit.
Officers,
how does that frighten children?
Officers responded Monday
like
after
Donnie Darko suit, I guess.
Officers responded Monday after a resident reported her son had been frightened by the man wearing a black bunny costume, hiding behind a tree, pointing his finger at the boy like it was a gun. Okay, that's weird.
Okay, that's a little weird.
That is a little weird. The officer spoke with other neighbors who were also disturbed by him wearing the bunny suit. They also reported he occasionally wears a tutu with the costume on top of the bunny costume.
That would be disturbing.
Oh, Marcus Bachman, come on. The report says that he told officers he enjoys wearing the suit, but understood his neighbor's concerns. So, you know, good for him. He has some. He's not totally in denial. He has some awareness. Is that weird? Is it me? Is it the tutu? Is it fine with just the bunnies? Okay.
I think that would do more than just annoy the neighbors. That would.
I could wear a hamster suit.
Ew.
Okay. Yeah. Kevin in Chicago. Hello, Kevin. Welcome.
Hi. I've been listening in the morning, and I've been hearing a lot of, like, kind of that violent talk about the, you know, conservatives being hostage takers. And what about Kathleen Gifford? Didn't she just get shot in the head?
Gabrielle Giffords.
Yeah, well, okay, whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't know her name, but I mean, you guys are the ones sitting there agreeing with all the violent comments coming about.
That's violent imagery?
Well, who was the guy who called in from Wisconsin about putting their foot on their throat and, you know, you just, oh, wow, that's a violent comment. I mean, aren't you supposed to be tampering down that stuff?
Yes, I.
You know.
Okay. It's a call about how violent liberals are, because some guy said something, made a boot on the neck reference. Okay.
See, it's liberals that are doing all this stuff.
Yeah. That's why Kathleen Giffords got shot, because liberals are violent, because...
Liberals.
Yeah.
What?
You know what? Try to get the name correct if you're calling in with your talking point about something. Try to at least sound like maybe...
Don't screw up right out of the box.
Right.
Because that just destroys your whole argument.
The talking point was dumb enough, but to get her name wrong, that's...
I am neither liberal nor conservative. I'd like to listen to both sides.
I just stumbled across your show,
and I hear such violent imagery from you liberals. And I wonder if that's why... I don't know. I'm just going to make up another name. I don't know.
Whatever.
And I wonder if that is why Beatrice Gofford got... What? Okay. Oh, boy. That's good fun. All right. So, speaking of oddlings and other little assorted crazies, Rick Perry's Prayer Fest, you got to take your organ out for this, because I got to tell you who the lineup is at the Rick Perry Prayer Fest. No, not now. I'll give you time. You're getting older. It takes you time to even find your organ, let alone.
Oh, I know exactly where my organ is and has been.
Mm-hmm. We will be back with the Rick Perry Prayer Fest lineup next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Going to go ahead and assume that
Stephanie Miller
was a stripper.
As well you should.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 34 minutes after the hour, Representative Henry Cuellar joins us now. I know he's only got a brief time. Good morning, Congressman.
Hello, Stephanie. How are you?
I am good. Want to get your take. I know you voted for the deal. You made a comment that I know speaks for many of us. You said, the one thing I don't like about Congress is the way Congress works here. It waits till the last minute to do anything.
Yes.
Right. And takes us all through it, right?
Well, you know, it does. I just don't understand where, you know, we saw this coming. In fact, after we had the continuing resolution debate, and, you know, we almost closed the government, as you saw, that was also the 11th hour. You know, I started talking about, hey, look, the next big fight is going to be the debt ceiling debate. And I remember talking to some of the leaders there, and I said, I bet we're going to wait till the last minute, or this is going to happen to the last minute. And it happened at the last minute, but, you know, it could be that part of the strategy of some of the folks that wanted to do, you know, some of this cuts just came in and said, let's just wait till the very end, let's wait till the very end, let's wait till the very end, and the last 48 hours we'll get a deal.
And you also, you know, you made a great point about who you were negotiating with. You said some Tea Party Congress members didn't believe a default would hurt the country. How can we be the last superpower here and defaulted? What made it dangerous was that some of the Tea Party wanted us to default. I mean, if that's the position you're negotiating against, I'm that's why I'm sympathetic to what happened.
Well, you know, and it's, you know, it's true. I mean, you know, literally you had some of those folks that said, look, nothing's going to happen. We can default. We can just pay the interest and nothing's going to happen. And I mean, they just have a very different viewpoint. You know, my thing is, you know, the way I see Speaker Boehner is that Speaker Boehner is trying to pass things through the House with the majority of the Republicans, but he's got to, in order to get the all of the Republicans, which includes the Tea Party people, he's got to go far right, as you saw when he didn't have the votes at the beginning, then he went back and he moved it more to the right to just barely get it passed on the floor, and then, you know, went over to the Senate. So when it came back as a deal, you saw all those Tea Party people that just dropped off completely. And what's amazing is that I think the Republicans only had about 174 votes in favor, and then, of course, 95 Democrats voted in favor. Actually, we split completely down the line, 95 favor, 95 against, literally down the line. And that's the situation we had it. You know, when Nancy Pelosi, our leader, was there, she could get everything done through just the Democrats. When it comes to tough votes, the Republicans, Boehner can't do it by himself. So yeah, that's one of the things that we got to look at. And, you know, we've been talking about how we need to, you know, make sure that the president understands that when they negotiate, they got to keep in mind that if the Republicans don't have the votes, then they better come to the Democrats and talk to us at the beginning.
And I know you have to go, unfortunately. Your concerns on this, the Super Congress and whatever, as we go forward?
Well, you know, my concerns, of course, is who's going to be on it. And as you know, if there's no agreement, there's a automatic cut that's going to happen. Now, the only good thing about all this is that those second questions, so, you know, when the cuts come in, are going to be on the 1st of January of 2013.
That's
actually, yeah, and that's when the George Bush tax cuts come in. So that should give everybody, you know, something to look at and hopefully work something out.
Awesome. Congressman, I know you've got to go, but yeah, you are always concise and amazing as usual. Thank you so
that's
much.
Right. Thank you so much. Y'all have a good day.
All
I'm
right.
Going back to Texas. Enjoy 110-degree weather.
Yeah. Yikes. And Rick Perry's there. Yikes. All right. Thank you, Congressman. All right. There you go.
Rick Perry's hairspray may catch on fire.
Oof. Oh, please take your organ out. Have you heard about the lineup at the Prayer Fest? It's a crazy palooza, Jim.
Yeah, this is
and it's
scary.
I think Ren and Stimpy will be playing here as well, because there's, 8,000 RSVPs. The stadium seats about 72,000.
Is anyone out there? Anyone at all?
This from Salon.com. I love this. The Jesus-centric event has attracted support from a range of extremist pastors. Is scheduled, it's this Saturday at the Reliant Stadium in Houston. Hello. It's shaping up to be a potentially embarrassing flop. Virtually no politicians planning to attend a slate of organizers who hold out of the mainstream views on religious freedom, gay rights, even Adolf Hitler. The event has become a potentially risky gamble if Perry is serious about running for the U.S. He invited every governor in America to the event. Sam Brownback, the only one who publicly committed to attending, he's even waffling now.
Oh, geez.
So no governors, but lots of crazies. Yeah.
You know, Hitler had a point type of crazy.
And by the way, and no snacks.
No snacks?
It's going to be a rally of prayer and fasting.
Fasting?
Jeez.
For a nation in crisis.
No nachos?
No open bar?
Yeah. That's definitely not going.
You're
going
to need it when you hear this lineup. He invited all other 49 governors. No.
Computer says no.
No. All have a thing with a guy at a place somewhere else.
Washing their hair.
You can ask Rebecca when we get requests. That I sometimes, I am legitimately busy.
Yeah.
It's just a code. I just write back, thing with a guy, place.
Yeah.
Say something nice. Okay. All right. okay. It's an event he defines as a non-denominational, apolitical Christian prayer meeting.
Uh-huh.
Please and thank you.
Mm.
No.
How can it be apolitical if all 50 governors are invited to be there?
Mm. He is expected to announce his presidential intentions soon after rally. Quick look at the event's endorsement list features a who's who of extreme right religious figures.
It's non-denominational, so there'd be Muslims there? Is that there?
No.
Oh, not that kind of denomination.
No.
Oh, okay. That's casting too wide a net.
No. They warn of the lineup. They warn of dire consequences for our nation. Birds dying because gays serve in the military.
Right.
Hurricanes ravaging sinful cities. Even Oprah Winfrey being a sign of the apocalypse.
You know, Virginia Beach gets ravaged a lot by hurricanes, and that's where
that's
Pat Robertson is based.
That's just weather.
Okay,
shut up.
Gotcha.
Perry
completely different.
All of their support prominently on the event's website. For instance, here we go. God TV.
Oh.
He has a channel, God TV.
God
Bickle?
Has a channel?
Mike Bickle. Mm. No, God. Mike Bickle is on, it's Mike Bickle's channel. God
oh.
just
God Sublets?
Do they have Cialis
yes.
ads on God TV?
He has a local marketing agreement, LMA.
Yeah. All right, that's inside radio.
Yeah,
so, anyway,
yeah.
All right. There's no point in buying these days. You can just lease.
Yeah.
Okay. Listen. Graham will tell you about the radio business someday. Okay, Mike Pickle has called Oprah a forerunner to the harlot movement. Yikes.
There's a movement?
Not in front of her, he hasn't said that.
There's a movement for harlots?
You get a head injury, and you get a head injury.
When are you joining that movement, Stephanie?
I was a forerunner. Pickle also has warned that traditional marriage will be defiled as the gay marriage agenda, which is rooted in the depths of hell, progresses. Actually, Massachusetts is lovely. Isn't that where you started?
If you look at the divorce rate, traditional marriage isn't working out that well either.
Yeah.
Dr. Cindy Jacobs, please and thank you, says blackbirds are dying because of gay soldiers.
And how does she connect the two?
Well, interesting you should ask. She's a doctor. She's a doctor. She's a doctor.
Well, doctor.
What kind of doctor? Or just a doctor? Thank you.
So are gay birds dying because of black soldiers?
You know, that's a good point. Let's ask Dr. Sneed Jacobs if
she got it backwards.
That. I bet you that's what's happening.
Oh, my God.
They're both equally rational propositions.
Yes.
Never mind. Dr. Emily Latella says, what? Never mind. She recorded a video declaring a connection between the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell and the sudden death of black birds in Beebe, Arkansas.
Sure.
As divine punishment. She also called...
So why the birds? Why the birds?
Hang on, Jim. This is the part you and I are going to want to pay attention to. Mm. She also called girl-on-girl kissing.
Oh, yeah?
You can change the music.
Oh?
Plague on our society.
Really?
Only if you're doing it right. And asked divine forgiveness for the violation of a woman's natural use.
Oh, natural.
Which is, as we all know, is a sperm receptacle.
Yes.
Okay.
And if you're not, you're not doing it right.
So, someone in the chat room has a good question. Mm. Does God have to wear makeup when he goes on TV?
Mm.
Does he have to have his hair done?
I don't know.
Huh.
Maybe get his beard.
You know what? Can I just go on a limb here and say, Dr. Cindy Jacobs, if you use the term girl on girl kissing, she might have some.
Yeah, you're a little familiar with that.
Some thoughts in your head, fantasy something.
Wow. Mm. She have pictures of Katy Perry on her walls?
Mm. Okay. The statue of, this is Pastor John Benefiel.
And he's
called
with,
the, I don't know.
You are.
In various sermons, he has called the Statue of Liberty a demonic idol.
Sure.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
He also expressed a belief that homosexuality is a plot.
Aha.
There's really not that much planning that goes into it, trust me. No. Contrived by the Illuminati to limit the world population.
The Illuminati.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
That's a gay word right there. Who says Illuminati?
Conspiracy theorists.
Pastor John Hagee, there he is again. Hurricane Katrina, divine retribution for the city's sin.
Mm-hmm.
He has also insinuated the Holocaust was the fault of the Jews themselves. Well, who doesn't know that?
They brought it on themselves.
Sure.
Good.
Hitler acted as a hunter corralling the Jews into Israel.
So Hitler had a point?
Apparently.
Hitler was doing God's work? Is that what he's saying?
Uh-huh.
Great. Okay.
Dwight McKissick!
Please and thank you.
Doesn't matter who's from or where. Okay. He's also on the lineup at the Rick Perry Prayer Fest. He denounced comparisons between the civil rights movement and the gay rights movement because the latter is a satanic anointment inspired by the Antichrist that comes from the pit of hell.
Satanic anointment.
And he also says God uses natural disasters to punish you.
Gotcha.
Hurricane Katrina, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Pastor David Martin.
And he's with?
Please and thank you. Jesus actually opposed the minimum wage. He... has distorted biblical text to support his claim that Jesus opposed the minimum wage and the capital gains tax. Oh, that's all Jesus talked about. The apostles were like, oh, God, I don't need more wine at this Last Supper. Again with the...
crazy.
With the capital gains tax. Again with this?
Capital gains tax.
Really? And minimum wage? That's mentioned so many times in the Bible. What? He has also argued that public school students are getting homosexual indoctrination.
Sure. That's the sole purpose.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Jim Garlow, don't know, Pastor somebody. Children of gay parents are like orphans of 9/11. And Jay Swallow.
Oh, dear. Oh.
It's unfortunately.
Is that who you are? Yeah, what you do?
Marcus Bachman, for you, I'd like to.
I feel super. Thanks for asking.
he is not. He's the director of a Christian paramilitary group, Jay Swallow.
Oh, great.
Oh.
what? Is this just like somebody that would write to like Bill O'Reilly and Bill O'Reilly would just read it on the air?
Is this from The Onion? This
oh, this is real. This is real.
Dick Pinch, Clear Lake, Iowa.
Jay Swallow.
Jack Mayerhofer, Springfield, Massachusetts.
Sure. Jay Swallow is the director of SWAT.
SWAT?
SWAT, it's with an S.
Gotcha.
SWAT.
Yeah.
It would be funnier if it wasn't.
With exclamation point.
It's a Christian military training camp organized for the purpose of dealing with the occult and territorial enemy strongholds in America.
Right. There's lots of those.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Buy your tickets now for the Reliance Center. There's only seat 72,000, and there's only about 60-something, 5,000 seats left. Okay. That's really fun stuff. Okay. 46 minutes after the hour. Jim's doing the research on the girl and girl kissing while we take a quick break.
Yeah, that's really evil.
Mm. We should really bad. We should put Jim's desktop up on GoToMeeting so everybody can see what he's looking at.
No, that'd be bad.
No? Okay.
46 minutes after the hour,
I'm
right back.
Google Maps.
Yeah, that's it.
On the Stephanie Miller Show.
There's a tea party in her pants, and you're invited. Call now, 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller.
This hour brought to you by GoToMeeting, the best way to host an online meeting. My listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click on the Try It Free button. Type in the promo code Stephanie. Promo code is Stephanie. Mark in Madison. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Steph, and various MOOCs. How's everybody?
MOOCs, et cetera, yes.
Good. Hey, I just wanted to let you know, I live in a little town just outside of Madison, McFarland, doesn't matter. But I was curious about the voting because I had heard what some of the previous callers said, so I went down and asked to early vote, which is, you know, common and fine.
Right.
And so they asked for my address, and they did ask for a photo ID, and I asked the woman at the counter, I said, do I have to show you that? And she said, no. She said, you don't until after 2012.
Right, right.
But we're being instructed to ask anyway.
So basically the answer is, no, I'm just with you.
No, the answer is no. And
yes.
I took my passport, my current utility bill, my house insurance bill,
right.
And my photo ID, and they didn't require any of that. So,
but did you have your long form birth certificate?
Yeah.
Huh?
Exactly. I probably should have had that. But I even took my passport because I thought, you know, no matter what they say, they're not going to run me around. So
yeah,
I just literally had a whole pocket full of stuff. But none of that's required. And I did ask her about the, you know, can you register the day of voting? And she said, yes, they hadn't been notified of any change to that. So that was my experience.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Okay, thank you. If only you had one hand in your pocket and the other hand, you know, hailing a taxi cab.
Whatever.
That's also legal. Sure. Maybe you have 10,000 spoons in your pocket. By the way, I just had...
Better than having 10,000 knives.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Ow. I just stabbed myself.
I just stabbed myself in the...
Damn it. Son of a...
Okay. All right. What was I? I was going to say I feel the presence of pain. I had to get my. I've lost my birth certificate. I had to find my birth certificate. I got that same flimsy certificate of live birth thing.
Yeah.
I don't know where it is. Yeah, and I was like, I guess I'm Kenyan. Well, I was abandoned by wolves, raised by Republicans.
Sure.
Wolves, notoriously sloppy at record keeping, no opposable thumbs. It clearly is a Kenyan fake that my parents somehow fabricated.
And you had to find out where you were born, too.
Yeah, the dingoes stole their baby, and then...
Oh, yes. Hmm? Huh?
I don't know.
Huh.
What?
All right. So, listen, here are the fun facts. If you are a right-winger listening and you are attempting to call in with some sort of talking point, try to get your facts correct so you don't sound like a moron.
Right.
What did that guy say? It's because of violent liberals that
Kathleen
Gifford was shot...
Kathy Lee Gifford. He
meant Gabrielle.
Gabrielle Gifford.
Somehow he was saying it's because of violent liberals. Stephen writes in, violent liberals. I wonder if that's why Gabby Hayes got shot.
Shut your yap. Edwin fussed over like this into me, he'll kick my teeth out. He's torn the saddle. That's why I had to shoot him.
Wow.
Okay. Tony in Ohio.
It's not often you get Gabby
Hayes. In context,
Hayes.
That was funny.
Yeah, it's not often you get a Gabby Hayes reference in talk radio today.
Trying to get your talking points correct.
I used to hit all the time on the wireless.
Hey, this it's time for one of our old-time radio jingles that Mike and Raleigh sent us. We love our old-timey radio.
It's hardly old-timey. It's like
we want people running in with various sound effects and thunder and lightning and old-timey radio type things. Tony in Ohio, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Hey, listen, I have to do the podcast every day.
Yes.
$4.95 a month, ding.
Ding. If you buy your
so house. I just finished listening to yesterday's show with all the fighting back and forth about whether we were bashing or supporting Obama or criticizing him.
Yeah.
And one thing I missed was nobody talked at all about how Obama might have felt about all of this. You know, here he is the president of a very fractious and at times infantile nation.
He's not.
Does, I think, no, he isn't. Stupid.
Yeah.
You
don't,
started
don't talk
it.
When I'm talking.
Shut up.
And, you know, he had the good.
Jim's touching me.
And hold, yeah, well, you
this
like
is news?
That.
I did like it.
He had to hold his nose and sign this wretched bill, knowing that the the alternative was a financial collapse.
Yeah.
You know,
no, exactly.
If you're the cop and the bad guy's got a gun at the hostage's head,
you know, it's
you
like that story.
You can't take the shot.
Yeah.
And
Tony,
you have to put your gun down and let the hostage, you know, let the bad guy go. It sucks.
Yeah, it's like that story I did earlier about the guy that wears a black bunny suit with a tutu. It's that's the Tea Party. You're negotiating with that guy with a gun. Yeah.
A bunny suit and
It's they're crazy and they don't care. It's that's the point. You're negotiating with people that okay. All right.
The Stephanie Miller Show.
It's old time radio.
No.
Hour.
Fox wine drinking radio slag. Stephanie Miller.
If 1965 is old timey.
Old timey.
We didn't want to play all of them. We've made a Gabby Hayes reference already. We just, you know, we might
93 KHJ.
Los Angeles.
Guy Lafleur. Park, Sheboygan.
I can't believe there were actually people gathered in a studio in Dallas.
Sexy liberal Stephanie Miller.
Thank you.
See, paid jingle singers.
Yes.
To come up with that.
Yes.
I thought it was like an iPhone app or something.
Chris LaVort.
All right, and where's Jim's? And then we're done with old-timey radio hour.
Here. Boys meeting Jim Ward.
They all wearing like barbershop quartet outfits.
They hit the consonants.
All right.
Exactly.
Perfect.
No overlap at all.
They're professionals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, here's the what we were up against. In a stunning bit of candor, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McLipless and Chinless admitted in the Washington Post that his party had taken the debt ceiling hostage. Remember how they're like, oh, the liberals keep saying it. He said it.
Oops. I meant to say it.
That's because he has no control of anything below his nose. You're like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, you say that like it's a bad thing.
He said his party had taken the debt ceiling hostage, and some of his colleagues were willing to shoot it. I think, see, this is why Gabby Hayes got shot. It's violent imagery like this.
I don't like violent imagery in my westerns.
This is why Gabby Hayes got kicked by a mule.
I haven't pushed over like this since a mule kicked my teeth out.
I think some of our members may have thought the default issue was a hostage you might take a chance at shooting. Most of us didn't think that. What we did learn is this. It's a hostage that's worth ransoming. And it forces the Congress focuses the Congress on something that must be done. He added that he could imagine doing this again.
Great.
Again!
This is why Kathy Lee Hayes was shot.
Exactly.
Right.
What? 58 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Woohoo! It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 6 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, StephanieMiller.com, the website, SexyLiberal.com, the Sexy Liberal website. We are so, so excited. Aisha Tyler in for Hell Sparks in August. We are off to Santa Fe tomorrow, Saturday at Atlantic.
City of Santa Fe, looking for something really different?
And now for something completely different.
Santa Fe. The Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show is headed to the Great Southwest.
Sunny Santa Fe would be nice.
That's right. Your favorite progressive players are bound for New Mexico.
I am New Mexico.
On August 6th, the Lenzic Theater in Santa Fe will welcome the ultimate trio grand. John Fugelsang, Aisha Tyler,
yummy,
and Mamacita herself, Stephanie Miller.
What do you think of that, folks?
That's incredible.
Tickets are available online at Lensic.org by calling 505-988-1234 or by visiting the Lensic Theater box office. That's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show at the Lensic Theater in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
I needed a ride to New Mexico!
Santa Fe, prepare yourself for true liberal enchantment.
Yahoo! And look at me, Ustream. I'm wearing a boogity boogity cheese t-shirt. We will, Aisha Tyler will be bringing a limited number of them with her to Santa Fe to sell. Yahoo! Check it out. It's cute, right?
It is cute.
Great. So, I know it doesn't look the same as when Aisha wears it, Jim. I got it. Just saying. You get the idea.
Yeah. And it has an Aisha commercial in the back.
Yeah, well, and a Stephanie Miller commercial.
Well, that's that
which
too.
Is why I like it.
All right.
But Gabby Hayes wore one of them once.
You know, that shirt is a little more appropriate to wear to the gym than your Astro Glide shirt.
Yeah, I think so.
It's true.
Yeah. I can't believe you did that.
I had an old guy ask me once at the gym, what is that? And I was like, it's okay. Anyway, never mind.
You can't really.
It's the official, why? It's the official lubricant of the Stephanie Miller show, sir.
It's what NASA uses to get space capsules back to the atmosphere.
Yeah, that's
right.
It.
The Astro Glide sort of lubricates the entry into the
re-entry. Sure.
Yeah, it lubricates something.
Okay, so I think we mentioned. Oh, the seven p.m. Sexy Liberal show sold out. I think in a day. There's still tickets to the 3 p.m. However, there still are roughly 65,000 tickets left for Rick Perry's Prayer Fest on Saturday.
Yeah,
Sexy Liberal not so much. It's in the Reliant Stadium, and there's 8,000 RSVPs. It seats about 72,000.
And there's no bar, so
no bar,
no snacks, nothing.
It's
a fasting prayer thing.
Oof.
By the way, Sexy Liberal, a lot of drinking, a lot of snacks,
yeah,
a lot of full frontal nudity, live sex acts.
What?
Awesome. Yeah. I wonder if Herman Cain will be singing at the Rick Perry thing, because that's all that needs, that lineup.
I must tell Jesus.
Mm-hmm. I need more cheese.
At least he'd bring free Twisty Bread.
Yeah.
On my pizza pie. On my trio.
Crappy pizza, right?
I cannot bear.
By the way, oh, here's another story about he's a
wheel
big, yeah, mm-hmm,
mm-hmm, right-wing hypocrites.
During a major policy address back in June, his first tenet, production drives the economy. Yet looking at his campaign swag, he appears to be more interested in driving the economy of Honduras than the United States. ABC investigation found his T-shirts, which the campaign sells at 30. What person buys a Herman Cain T-shirt, FYI?
Oh. Someone who likes his pizza, I guess.
There aren't many
about
of those.
Three people.
Yeah.
I must tell Jesus.
No,
these T-shirts are made in Honduras. They sold $30 a piece. They're manufactured in Honduras rather than the U.S. ABC confronted him about it, his decision to manufacture T-shirts there rather than the U.S. He downplayed the concern, saying, I don't have a political statement with respect to that. With respect to me being a giant.
Right-wing
when asked if he would consider producing the T-shirts in the U.S., Cain dismissed the idea of a hand, saying there's no compelling reason to do that.
No?
Apparently not.
Oh.
No, I wasn't aware that it was made in Honduras.
Really?
I just was aware that it was Fruit of the Loom, which is an American company. So where they buy their T-shirts, you know, nope, we did not look at that. The fact that it was made in Honduras, I don't have a political statement with respect to that.
Nope.
Changing it because someone says it's made outside of the United States alone isn't a reason. So if I have a compelling reason, yes.
I see.
But if I don't have a compelling reason, no.
Mm, okay, then.
Have you checked the label of your boogity boogity cheese T-shirt?
I have not. I will look into that immediately.
Hmm.
I can't look while I'm talking because otherwise that would, you know,
right.
That wouldn't be professional. This just in. Last week, Newt Gingrich's campaign was confronted for selling T-shirts. Oh, his are produced in El Salvador.
Oh!
Uh-huh. It was like Donald Trump opening his giant blowhole.
Did you see
the president and his suit line in China? It's right in the back of the label. It says made in China.
Did you see that one last little straggler left the Gingrich campaign?
Yeah.
I did see that.
His IT guy or something.
Yeah.
Bless his heart.
His IT guy left.
Just the computer guy left. Yes. It's that's like a Rick Perry empty stadium over there. That's the director of digital operations. He helped Gingrich build and manage that fake Twitter account.
Oh,
he's been defending the authenticity of the fake Twitter account over the last couple of days, and now he's just giving up the ghost. All right, you're right. He's so unpopular, he has to buy Twitter followers. It ain't even real.
Wow. I wonder if Calista's going to leave him because he's such a failure.
Oh, boy.
Good God.
Well, because, right, he's...
I mean, she seems like a bit of a gold digger.
He won't even buy her eyelids, for God's sake.
I know.
Even diamond-studded ones.
Cut off her Tiffany's account now.
Exactly.
Time to go.
Yikes.
Okay.
She's going to leave him.
Yeah, she's totally going to leave him because...
frankly, I'm not used to this. I'm used to leaving the chicks.
The faucet of money has been turned off.
What? I'm not even sick, frankly. What? Okay. Speaking of Rick Perry, so Santorum, Google it, takes on Perry. The venue was Denver. The topic was gay marriage. Republican hopeful Rick Santorum took Rick Perry to task over gay marriage in Denver City by the Bay. Perry said that Aspen last week that he was fine with states allowing gays to marry, which that did not go down well. Santorum said that New York destroyed marriage and that states, see, now we can't have nice things, New York. Thanks. States should not be permitted to allow gay unions. Rick Perry repeated his personal opposition to gay marriage. He didn't backtrack on his statement, though, that New York's decision is their business. Perry, who spoke after Santorum, simply told the crowd the traditional definition of marriage suits Texas and this governor just fine. Then he went on about states' rights.
Well, at least he's consistent. States' rights, then.
Yeah, I suppose.
Someone in the chat room has a really good idea. Why don't we all band together and pray to get the gay into these people?
Good idea.
Hey.
Well, Rick Perry. Might be too late. What? I don't know. I'm just repeating various rumors that have been repeated by various people.
According to Politico, there are rumors out there that you have a little of the gay on them.
Mike Huckabee.
When it got down to it, I felt like that the atmosphere right now is so toxic. And part of it is that I think that many people in my party, the Republican Party, are unrealistic. And what they want is something that no one can deliver. And that's, a candidate that is going to solve every problem in an election cycle.
And that's a guy that used to cook squirrels in a popcorn popper. These people are too crazy for me.
We all did things to eat in college.
Ramen? Not live squirrels in a popcorn popper.
I didn't even have a way to cook ramen. I ate ramen. I just ate it off the brick of ramen. That's how bad it was for me.
Oh, God, I just picture you, little husky boy in your lederhosen, gnawing on...
I'd become anorexic by then.
Ramen. Dry ramen. Like a little chipmunk. Like a little husky chipmunk.
I wasn't husky in college.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was neither.
I was actually...
Yeah.
Quite thin
from 18 to
26. Oh, we've seen your 80s headshot. Do we still have that up somewhere on the website?
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
All right. I like stories about how there's disunity in the Republican Party.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. No, there isn't. Shut up.
GOP unity belies Tea Party tension. Beneath the party unity, Republicans are still roiled by a dissatisfied Tea Party riven by other tensions that will linger in the months ahead. Some Republicans remain suspicious of the new super committee. They feel super.
It feels super. Thanks for asking.
Okay, that will be empowered to make the next round of cuts. The debt deal doesn't include immediate changes to entitlement programs, as Boehner said he wanted. It includes a commission, which many lawmakers wanted to avoid. Republicans also had to backpedal on a key promise. They didn't give the final debt ceiling 3 days of public vetting before the final vote. An issue that will continue to chafe Republicans is defense spending. Good. And one bit of drama that has quieted in these final days of the debt crisis is the Cantor-Boehner rivalry, which I can't get enough of. And that's why he has such a bitch face.
Yeah.
Cantor. They visibly split during the debate. Republican insiders say Cantor found himself in danger of occupying politically untenable territory. He could either get on board with Boehner or risk getting blamed for derailing the process. Events overtook politics, explained one senior GOP aide. And that's why Eric Cantor's bitch face is so funny.
Eric Cantor's bitchface.tumblr.com.
It's funny. I wonder if he's going to be on the super committee.
There was a fly in my mint julep.
I'm super. Thanks for asking. All things considered, I couldn't be better. I'm a thing. I'm feeling super. No, nothing bugs me. Everything is super when you're. Don't you think I look cute in this hat?
Dave in Dearborn, Michigan. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Dave.
Hey, kids.
Hey.
You know, hello. You know, it's worrying me a little bit about the, in fact, in your show, you had some callers, about the excuse making. And let me clarify that I'm a person that volunteered time. I really engaged in this last election cycle, you know, for President Obama. And it's really, I think we're doing ourselves harm. We know that he was handed the worst conditions that any president ever had, but he's not leading. He's compromising. He's trying to appease people that will never vote for him.
Okay,
He's letting his base down.
What are you going to do when you have the House of Representatives in its current makeup and the Tea Party? How is he going to do something without compromising? Are you talking about 14th Amendment?
He's not leading. He's not posturing himself. He didn't do it before December.
He's not posturing?
He's not posturing. He's not leading. This is a
I don't think posturing is leading.
Well, I think when you present the issues in the proper manner, that's posturing, and he's not doing that.
I think yesterday was a perfect example. I think he is who he ran as. He is calm. He is the adult in the room. I don't need macho posturing. You know.
Yeah, we had enough of that with George W. Bush.
Thank you. All right,
shock and awe. You're welcome.
Decider guy.
18. Same age as my mother. What?
18 minutes after the hour. See? Just give you a little reminder what it was like. Okay, 18 minutes after the hour.
You're so much better now.
Right
Thank
back
you.
On the Stephanie Miller Show.
See, that wasn't so bad, was it?
Ooh, I gotta say, that was fantastic.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Isn't it?
Mick Jagger backing vocals. He thought his song was about him.
See? 23 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number toll free from anywhere. Oh, well, here's a future husband stack. Man shoots toilet at bar called Shooters.
Well,
what do you think? Facts.
It's only logical.
He used a stolen handgun to shoot a toilet in a bar called Shooters. Don't call it that if you don't.
Just to watch it die.
What did the toilet do to him?
I shot a toilet in Reno just to watch it die.
Exactly, just because he wanted to watch it die.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, the next mess Republicans have gotten us into.
That's
the FAA.
You've gotten us into.
Next hostage crisis up the chute.
Yep.
President Obama says his expectation is a partial shutdown at the FAA will be resolved this week. Because
so
they've been so
flying.
Cooperative right. in yeah. the past. Mm.
Great.
Okay, President.
This is a lose-lose-lose situation that can be easily solved if Congress gets back into town and does its job. And they don't even have to come back into town. The House and the Senate could, through a procedural agreement, basically do this through unanimous consent. And they can have the fights that they want to have when they get back.
Yeah, exactly. This is put 75,000 people out of work, stalled construction projects across the country, has forced safety inspectors to cover their own travel expenses while working without pay.
Mm.
So Congress left without passing temporary financing. Harry Reid and other top Democrats pushing Boehner to pass a temporary clean measure by unanimous consent and option since both chambers are in pro forma session, like the president was just saying. Reid said, I say again, Speaker Boehner, stop this nonsense. Well, he didn't say Boehner, but
he didn't say Boehner.
You know.
No. But again, it's the Republicans holding things up
again. Democrats have blocked a short-term FAA bill already passed by the House because it includes a Republican provision cutting subsidies for rural airports, and a long-term House bill has it tied up over a labor dispute. Once again, this is all just about busting unions.
Could we have unanimous consent that the Republican Congress can bite me?
Yes, indeed. Okay. Indeed we can, Jim.
Yay,
see, we can all get
lake.
Along.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Democrats ramped up the rhetoric in the standoff over funding, referring to Republicans, again, as hostage takers, true, mm-hmm. no fewer than a dozen times, casting blame for a crisis that has left nearly 75,000 people out of work. Well, it's not casting blame. It is their fault.
Well, if there's a plane crash resulting from the FAA not being funded, I think maybe we could prosecute the Republicans for, you know, conspiracy.
Let's hope it's not flights going to Santa Fe.
Yeah.
It's always right before I fly. There's something going on.
You can always take a train.
Wait a minute.
Oh,
no, you can't.
I don't think so. This is a made-up crisis. This is government hostage-taking, said Senator Barbara Boxer, the president, yesterday again.
Don't put the livelihoods of thousands of people at risk. Don't put projects at risk. And don't let $1 billion at a time when we're scrambling for every dollar we can get left on the table because Congress did not act.
Was he speaking from a broom closet?
Yes. Yes.
From an old-timey radio.
on the wireless. Once again, just like Wisconsin, where we've got elections coming up Tuesday, this is all about union busting.
Yep.
It is all about, that's all yep. it's about. Ray LaHood, Transportation Secretary.
There is a way for Congress to pass a bill today. That's why I'm here. I'm calling him back. Come back to Washington. Leave your vacations. Just for a couple hours. Come back, Congress. Help your friends and neighbors get back to work. They don't know at the end of the day whether they're going to be able to make their next mortgage payment, car payment.
That's true.
You know the other reason they need to come back, Chris?
Why?
Because it's August and the Stephanie Miller Show is going to be all about songs done in the wrong style, dangerous 70s toys.
Oh, God.
Wimpy 70s rock.
That's when we always do those topics.
It's when we reach that dark hole of entertainment. Wow. Just don't do it. Senator Caleb, Kay Bailiff, just as Tom DeLay would say.
We should not shut down the FAA because of a rider put on the extension of the FAA legislation that has not been negotiated. And yet, the House put this extraneous amendment on the bill and the FAA is shut down. And 70,000 people's lives are at risk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, one of the few remaining reasonable Republicans, Senator Kay.
Kay Bailey Hutchinson, the senior citizen, senior senator from Texas.
I miss Tom DeLay.
I miss Tom DeLay. Oh, little drunky McPuke shoes. God bless his heart.
Dodd Porter should go on a bender. Just go on a singing bench. I bet you never worked in a tavern.
What do you notice in common with their eyes? They both look like pickled, don't they?
Yeah.
Their eyes look pickled.
A bloodshot, and yeah, they're about ready to pass out. They're spinning around in little cartoon circles.
Yeah. They really are. They're those two drunks at the airport bar. They're those guys.
Swirling around their heads.
Yeah, now that I travel a lot, I get it all the time. Honey, come here, sit here. I'm just going to go to my
sugar.
And I do. I mean, I say yes, but you know.
Just a chance for any action.
Women with standards don't. 29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
My nads and cream and lock me in a room full of kittens. Look who's back.
Stephanie Miller.
What? Oh, God.
Can I hear that again?
Yeah.
I sometimes miss my own sound bites.
Okay, here we go.
We had to dip my nads and cream and lock me in a room full of kittens. Look who's back.
Stephanie Miller.
Oh, with their little sandpaper tongues?
Yeah.
Little kitty move.
Oh, kitty dog.
Oh, double. 1-800.
That'll float your boat, I guess.
Yeah, a video of that'll be on YouTube at some point.
Along with the people French kissing their dogs. That one's gross, even for me. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Mary in Seattle on the FAA crisis. We're in crisis again. Hi, Mary.
Hi. Hey.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, I always feel like the Democrats just are reacting to things. They're never, like, taking the lead on something. And what I would love to see is for them to come back into session and just sit there and wait and say, we're here to get this taken care of for the FAA and all these people that are out of work, and we're waiting on the Republicans. I mean, they have to keep doing this because this is outrageous. I'm surprised there's not more outrage about this, all those people out of work, and it's ridiculous.
Have you ever haven't been through enough, so much drama. You're just numb. No, you're just numb. I think literally we're just like, oh, okay, here they go again. They took another
hostage. It's really hard to watch all this. And, you know, and I would just encourage people to call their Democratic Congress representatives and just say, get back in session and make them come back too. You know what I mean? Just go back there and say, we're here, we're ready to go, and we're just waiting for them to come.
Yeah.
And stop reacting. Act. That's my point.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, honey. By the by, so the headline is 30 years after Reagan busted the air traffic controllers union, GOP holds FAA hostage over anti-union demands.
That's right.
Oh, there they go again.
Uh-huh. See, there was never a better time for that, that impression. Once again, Republican demands that a measure making it harder for workers to unionize be attached to the reauthorization of the FAA has led to the agency shutdown, as we talked about. It's more by the way, fiscal conservatives, hello, costing the government about $200 million a week.
Yep.
That doesn't matter now, I guess, because you're making a point. Leaving 4,000 FAA employees, 70,000 construction workers out of work, forcing airline inspectors to work without pay because Congress is now in recess till September. Shutdown is almost assured to last another month.
Mm-hmm.
It's the latest Republican effort to weaken unions at the federal and state levels. Today's Republicans, though, this is my ongoing point about this is not my dad or even Reagan's party.
Yeah.
These Republicans, they're talking about how Republicans are going much farther. Over time, the rightward-shifting Republican Party has come to view Reagan's mass firing not as a focused effort to stop one union from breaking the law, as Reagan portrayed it, but rather as a blow against public sector unionism itself. Reagan, as you recall, did not oppose public or private workers' rights to unionize or collectively bargain, only the ability of public workers to strike. Reagan himself was a former union leader. So, you know, once again, literally, Reagan would get teabagged out of the Republican Party.
Someone stole my shtick. I saw something last night. I forget what it was, but they had Reagan, a guy doing Reagan, saying, well, there I go again. Like, they just completely ripped me off.
People. Okay.
It's an homage. Yeah.
Yeah. This Republican Party has people like Representative Steve King, the stunning Steve King.
According to Iowa, Michelle Bat.
Yes, Bat. Crazy Michelle Bachman. Listen, she knows a real man when she sees one. She knows a stunning
Absolutely.
Man. Absolutely. Because Steve King's super.
Michelle becomes president, I will be queen. I must have the Aquitaine.
Marcus! Stop it! He's so gay! Okay.
I wonder if I can get Catherine Hepburn's costume from that.
Sure.
I may have to let it out a skosh.
Just a skosh.
I'm a little hippier. Okay, here he is on how...
He's a bear.
Mm-hmm.
Smarter than the average bear!
Not that kind of bear.
Not that kind of bear.
Not that kind of bear.
Steve King on how contraception destroys civilization.
What?
Past reproductive age, we have priests that are celibate. All of them paying insurance premiums that cover contraceptives so that somebody else doesn't have to pay the full fare of that. And they've called it preventative medicine. Preventative medicine. Well, if you apply that preventative medicine universally, what you end up with is you've prevented a generation.
Yeah.
Preventing babies from being born is not medicine. That's not constructive to our culture and our civilization.
No.
If we let our birth rate get down below the replacement rate, we're a dying civilization.
There'll be a lot of brown people around. We can't have that.
More people in the world. That's what we need.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then.
Wow. Oh. He's kind of dumb.
Wow. Yikes. Okay, speaking of which of these things does not go with the other, Joe Lieberman says U.S. should cut Social Security pay for fighting the Islamic extremists. Why does that have to... Uh-huh.
What?
Lieberman explained he's working with Senator Tom Coburn, Republican of Oklahoma, on a Social Security spending reduction plan, and that we can't protect these entitlements and also have the national defense to protect us with Islamic extremists.
Huh?
So I see. You have to cut Social Security in order to... Okay. See, that's... These things don't, in my opinion, go together.
They don't... No.
Okay.
We can do both.
No. By the way, if you're worried about a rightward shift in a President Romney, guess who he just hired as an advisor?
Who?
Robert Bork!
Right. Really?
Smarty Bork.
He's had some extreme
views. A little
bit
far right, little tiny bits.
Yeah.
His record raises very serious questions about someone who would take legal advice from him has any business appointing judges and Supreme Court justices.
Who let the Bork in?
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of contraception, he has once said that there is no right to contraception. He opposed the Civil Rights Bill. He thinks that in itself is a principle of unsurpassed ugliness, the 1964 Civil Rights Act.
The Civil Rights Bill is ugly, he says?
Uh-huh. And wow. He believes government can criminalize sex.
Huh?
And he's almost sat bit. On the Supreme Court.
Yes, bork. Until he got borked.
Borked.
Bork.
Smirty, smirty, bork, bork.
And he has a weird beard.
Well, that wasn't necessary.
Well.
He's bad enough without his beard. Was there a Marcus Bachman joke in there somewhere? I don't know. Okay, Nina in Reno, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Why am I at... Am I at Reliant Stadium? Stadium?
No.
Freebird!
Freebird.
No, you're in my bed, in fact.
Hello.
Excuse me?
I just wanted to call to wish President Obama a happy birthday and me happy birthday. It's my birthday, too.
Oh, you say it's your birthday. Yeah. That's right. I forgot. You know what? I can't take that phone call wherever you're... Wow, that's a big bed you got there.
Yeah.
It's happy birthday, President Obama. He turns 50 today. I turn 50 next month, you know.
Yeah, you do.
It's the first time I've said my real age on the air. And guess where I'll be?
But parts of you are only 10.
France.
I am. Oh. I will be both French and gay.
Right,
gay in France? Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. All right. Oh, we have to say congratulations. Another congratulations and you go, girl, to Loretta Sanchez, who just got married. Congresswoman Loretta Sanchez had a small ceremony here in L.A., and then they celebrated again Tuesday night with toasts from colleagues and friends in Washington, and apparently shared a very long celebratory smooch.
Celebratory.
Celebratory smooch. She's an attractive member of Congress. That's fine. I can't. Oh, can you imagine watching Boner? Oh, he's a sloppy kisser, can't you tell? Because he's always like that bourbon and like an old washcloth.
Come here.
It's that full facial lick that guys think is.
Give me some tongue.
Like kissing an old washcloth.
Oh, my God. An orange washcloth. Or an
old saddle. An orange.
Your mouth would be all orange, like you eat Cheetos all day. Tanner bronzer.
Like a catcher's mitt.
Dorit in California, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Yes, I got myself an early birthday present. I have two tickets for the Sexy Liberal Tour, October 28th in San Francisco.
Woo-hoo!
Two tickets to paradise.
Wow, that is two tickets to paradise, Dorit. Yeah, two shows. We're doing a Friday and a Saturday show in San Francisco.
Yep. And I'm really excited.
Oh, it's going to be great. We'll come up with a whole bunch of new live sex acts before we get there, okay?
Oh, please do the Bachmans.
Well, San Francisco's seen them all, Stephanie.
Nothing. San Francisco's like that. Whatever. That's all you got?
Yeah.
All right.
They'll be able to teach you a few of them.
You know who might be there? The Maddows. I think they are going.
What? Cool.
Bob and Lane. Rachel Maddow's mommy and daddy. They from San Francisco. Yeah, that's where I normally go to spill wine on them, as I have done several times. And more of a baptism, a little liberal baptism.
Ah,
splash. But I bring this up, why? Because he had another to Rachel Maddow, who just got a new contract. Yay. MSNBC has locked Rachel Maddow into a multi-year contract. Because, you know, if you ask me things about TV, I'm like, did Rachel Maddow say it? You'll be like,
she says no.
I did not see it then. Doesn't matter. That extends beyond the 2012 elections. The move comes on the heels of Keith Olbermann's public comments that he loved to poach Maddow. He maybe shouldn't have said that publicly because now she's...
MSNBC locked her up.
Yes.
Oh, chat room wants to know if there's going to be a sexy liberal show in Paris.
No. I'll be drinking.
Okay. Drunk.
Wine, yes. Yeah. I'll be...
Face down in a Parisian gutter.
Yes. I will be a dirty French whore. This has always been my life dream. I've been saving up money all my life to become a dirty French whore. All right. Did you see this? Speaking of Fern, this press conference for, what is the movie, Friends with Benefits? Yeah. A reporter asked Justin Timberlake about why do movies, why not do more music? And what's her name, Mila?
Mila Kunis.
Yeah, she went ape dump. In Russian.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She speaks fluent Russian. Who knew?
She grew up in the Ukraine.
Do the Russian music.
Oh. So she's by... Speaks Ukrainian and Russian.
She said, the translation is, she said, why movies? Why not? What kind of question is that? Why are you here? I don't know what that's...
Something like that.
I did not know she grew up in the Ukraine.
I don't know how you're being snapped at in Russian if you don't... You're like, what then? Hmm. Yeah, what was this? Oh, D-listed said that Justin Timberlake said something that sounded like herp-derp in Russian.
Herp-derp. Herp-derp. Herp-derp.
which is, what's going on with the crazy bitch? I don't know, whatever. All right, 45 minutes after the hour, back with the remaining segment on The Stephanie Miller Show.
That is so cool. What is it?
It's The Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Oh, yeah. It is the Stephanie Miller Show, 49 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number. Jan and Amherst, up the transit from Amazon Panel at Corner New York. Jim, it's for you. Hey, Jan.
Hi, Steph. Hi, guys.
Hi. Hello.
Hey, listen, I'm going to call Jim out on something he just pulled. Mm-hmm. You know, I always make the case that liberals are kind of a little bit more racist than...
Sure. Yeah, I think we all know that. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
No, that's all right.
Yeah.
No, but Stephen King, what you said was what he's talking about.
Steve King, not Stephen King.
Not Stephen King.
Steve King, the other one.
Steve, so see, this is why Gabby Hayes got shot.
Yeah. Stephen King owns our fine affiliate in Bangor, Maine, by the way, so we like Stephen King.
Banger, just met her.
Okay. Nah. Well, you tell the Stephen Kings are far out bet. Hey, listen, with regard to that, he was talking about us recreating ourselves and procreating, and Jim pulls out of his hat, we're just worried about just the brown people. What?
Well,
is that like an inference that all they do is have sex and procreate? Listen, I didn't say it. You said it, not me. You just think the brown people, that's all they do is procreate.
John, take a second. The point is,
take a breath. We're on the verge of white people are on the verge of being minorities in this country because there are a lot of immigrants.
That's right.
The demographics are changing.
Oh, that's exactly what you were talking about.
Yes.
Immigrants. Oh, okay. Yeah, now I got it. Now it's clear.
You know what,
I find your tone of voice so soothing, John.
Oh, no, no.
I love you.
John, some of the people that are going to Rick Perry's prayer thing in Texas have said that out loud.
Exactly. It was about Rick Perry's prayer thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And now we're ceding all of our rights because of just immigrants, right? It's not that they procreate or anything, right?
According to some of these people on the right,
even enter your mind.
According to some of these people on the right that are attending Rick Perry's prayer thing that in Houston, yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, John, this has been another annoying edition.
No, you just pull it out of your hat.
No.
Brown thing.
We pull quotes from these very people.
Exactly.
We're based
in fact. As Jim has often said about some of our right-wing callers, it sounds like someone left a sponge in his brain during surgery. We forgot to take it out.
What is that on the x-ray?
Oh crap.
Damn it.
Gotta go back in.
That's where my ballpoint pen went.
Ball peen hammer.
Because they sort of get to a point, and then it just, it's you know what it is? It's right next, it's in the boogity-boogity cheese part of your brain.
Yeah, sure. Okay, yeah. Sure, change the subject to cheese.
It's the boogity-boogity cheese part
French
of your brain.
People eat
like,
cheese,
they sound
right?
Like there's a point, and then it's just flare and gone.
Stop.
Because they left the sponge next to the part of the boogity-boogity cheese part of your brain.
Stop quoting the right wing accurately.
Okay. Oh, looky here. It's another unsolicited testimonial. Power of the Steph Show and Steph sponsors. Steph, this is from the official Sedona Crystal Hugger of the Stephanie Miller Show. Lisa, just like Stephanie Miller, my boss in the real estate business, technologically challenged ever since we got the Go to My PC that I heard about the Stephanie Miller Show. How much do we love Go to My PC?
Oh, yeah.
Tell them what we do with it, Chris.
It saves me gas and trouble getting to your house because I don't need to travel to your place to deliver printouts of stories. I go to your desktop and
desktop.
I print out stuff on
to my
your
printer, printer from his desktop. It's Greg Muto.
I don't have to put clothes on. I can do that naked.
John.
You don't have to be attacked by giant dogs.
I do it naked every day.
Ew. Oh, and it's spooky. It's like I come down and suddenly my computer is possessed by Chris and I can tell he's on there. I'm like Sandra Bullock in that weird movie.
I root around all of your stuff.
My personal stuff.
Because it's all there on your desktop.
Oh, wow.
It's around my underwear drawer.
Yeah.
My electronic underwear drawer. Anyway, by having his emails transferred to my smartphone, Check that out. He can jump all over deals that happen after hours. I type up contracts on my laptop at home, print in the office 15 miles away where he picks them up and makes the big bucks. Plus, because I'm too lazy to drive to the office on weekends, I put in overtime doing bookkeeping, printing the checks and invoices at home, all while never getting out of winter white pajamas that Marcus Bachman picked out for me. Thanks, and go to my PC and type Stephanie Miller in the box. I can be a hero and an elderly wine soap single shut-in just like her. Cue Michelle Bachman. Yay!
Yay!
Yay! I know, right? I know, right? It's great.
I know.
Right? Okay. We just love stories about Faye Dunaway because she used to go to our Be Celebrity Gym and she is terrifying. Faye Dunaway named in a New York City eviction lawsuit. A New York City landlord is suing Faye Dunaway, claiming that her rent-stabilized apartment is not her primary residence. Why can't you
give me the respect that I'm entitled to?
Because you don't live in that apartment!
It's not your primary residence! And I'm not a fan. Yikes! Naomi Campbell is reportedly engaged to a Russian billionaire. I guess he likes the high-maintenance types. Her long-term boyfriend, Russian billionaire Vladislav Dunin. They let off over $80,000 worth of fireworks while on holiday in Greece and hinted they are now set to wed. $80,000 in fireworks. He'll probably get a lot more fireworks with her, I'm just guessing, and maybe a cell phone upside the head or two. And finally, in Celebrity Stack D-listed, Will and Jada Smith's mansion is not big enough. New issue of Architectural Digest. They gave a tour of their 25,000-square-foot mega mansion in Malibu that they built from the ground up. D-listed, very snarky, writing, Jay and Will are always going on and on about how they keep their marriage hot. Bitches, please. The truth is their marriage has lasted so long because they never see each other. It's too much work. When Will wants to visit Jada in her private suite on the opposite end of their compound, he needs a GPS system, 3 sets of fully charged batteries, a golf cart, a space blanket, and a guide with a donkey to get there. That's how you make your marriage work.
Yeah. Who are you? Get out of my house! Oh, it's you.
Never mind.
Oops.
All right. Maria in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Maria.
Hey, Stephanie.
Hello.
Hi, Mooks. I just want to tell you, thank you so much for presenting the positive side of what just transpired with the raising the debt ceiling and the debt package that was with it.
Thank you. Oh, by the way, we have a great piece up on StephanieMiller.com from the LA Times, why the GOP lost on the debt deal.
And up on your Facebook page.
Thank you.
A little easier to find there.
Okay.
But I was feeling so depressed because I was listening to Keith Olbermann and Lawrence O'Donnell, and last night Bill Maher was bashing the president on Ed Schultz, and it just gets to me.
You just stay with me and Randy Rhodes. Don't listen to anyone else. We're all just in our little circle of trust. We're just, you know what, we're in the fort, and we're going to pull the rope up now. No one else is getting in.
And it's just people have to get active. When they get upset, they just have to get active and register voters, and we're going to win in 2012.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. All right. Rock on. All right. I thought the story was probably about Laura Ingraham, but no. Woman allegedly destroys a husband's home. I'm just saying. Some people have had some volatile relationships. Wasn't there a story she put a garden hose in an ex-boyfriend's house or something? I don't know if that's true. And if it's not, I apologize, but... A 33-year-old woman faces felony charges after police say she kicked in the front door of her estranged husband's home and caused at least $18,000 worth of damage. Police said because Jamie Foreman was upset about her husband's new relationship, she went through the residence spray-painting messages on the walls, pouring orange paint on the floor and in the refrigerator.
Oh, dear.
She also ripped out appliances, flipped over furniture. Later, the woman text messaged the estranged husband to let him know she was coming over to clean up. Well, that was nice. She broke 7 windows, tore pictures from the wall, flipped over furniture, spray painted the word scumbag on the wall.
Oh, dear.
Police say she told us she didn't recall a lot of what happened.
Was she,
I did what? I am so sorry.
That sounds like something Laura Ingraham would do.
Some people shouldn't drink.
There's no word if there was any intoxication involved. All right. That's it for us. I'd like to thank executive producer, engineer, boy toy, Crystal Boy, voice deity, Jim Ward, and Rebecca Taylor on phones and drums. Friday's with Fugle Sang tomorrow on The Stephanie Miller Show.